We are holding in Simon Vav. We are up to Sif Gimel. Birkas Elokai Neshama, Eina Posachas Beboruch. It doesn't begin with the words Baruch, right? It begins with the words Elokai Neshama. Vipnei Shehu Birkas HaHodoa. Because this is there are three categories of brachos. We have Birkas Nehenin. We have Birkas Mitzvah. We have Birkas HaHodoa. This is the category of giving thanks. Shevach v'hodoah takosh baruch hu. U'birkas ha-hodoos ein poschos b'baruch. And as opposed to the other two categories of brachos, as the Rambam tells us, the three categories, this does not begin with the word baruch. K'mo shematzina b'birkas ha-geshom. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks out in Birkas Chodos and Sifkatin Yud Beis. The Eina Bracha Hasmucha Lechaverta, it's not a bracha that is connected to one previously before it. V'chein and therefore, Rashoi Loimar Baboikir Bekumo Ad Elokai Neshama. Never one's allowed to say this in the beginning, when they wake up in the morning, up till Elokai Neshama. V'beis HaKenes says, Yaschil Elokai Neshama. Therefore, they could just start with this in the shul, meaning you stay up till this part of the Siddur, and then you continue with this in when you get to the shul. Mikol Malkum, nevertheless, Yesh Lasos Altsad HaYoyser Tov, the better way of doing this, Lahas Micha L'Kai Neshama, L'Birkas Asher Yotzer, to put it directly after the Brach of Asher Yotzer. You'll find different placements of Elokai Neshama. Some put it right after Asher Yotzer, some put it after Birkas HaTorah. V'ayim Bir HaGro, and the Vilna Gaon said, B'simen Mem Vav, Shidaito Gamkein, the Birkas Elokai Neshama, Sumucha the Birkas Asher Yotzer. That the correct place to put it, according to the Gaon, is to put it right after Asher Yotzer. Alkein Nochon Lizahir Bezel Lichatchila. So this is the proper way of doing this, Lichatchila. In the Dirshi, points out that the Ramah later on in Simon Memvaz, Shekosuv Shenohugu Lesader as Birkas HaTorah Achere Asher Yotzer. Right, that you should say Birkas HaTorah at that point. Okay, so there are different minhagim, and again, that's reflected in the way you'll find, depending on which sitter you use, where it's placed. People that ask me, I think it makes a lot of sense to put it after Asher Yotzer. Im lo berach birkas elokai neshama ala acher shemispal shmona esrei. Now let's say a person did not say elokai neshama and they finished davening shacharis already. They finished the shmona esrei. In that case, if you've said your shmona esrei but you didn't say elokai neshama, ein mevarach oid la acher tefil. You don't see it anymore. Why not? Shekev and shekvar amar mechaye hamesim, who gives life to those who are dead, right? Resurrection of the dead. Who doim le machazir neshamos. So that's similar conceptually to returning our neshama to us. Uveshai Chuva Mefak Big Ma'oi Bedinze. Shai Chuva is very questions, it's very highly. Umasik the alcohol pon, nevertheless, im be'esha omer birkas at machai hamesim, if at the time of the person was davening their Shemona Esrei, haya bedait the levarach elakai neshama achar tefila. You had in mind, I'm not going to be yotze now, and I want to yes say elakai neshama after I'm done davening. In that case, Roshoy achakach levarach, one certainly would have permission, that's like negative kavana, shlo lotzeis. I'm not going to be yotze right now with that. And I want to see the bracha. You could, in fact, do that. Ayin shamatam, look there for the reason. B'chein mashma, b'prima godim, simen min beiz. Ayin mashi kasavti, sham, b'bir halacha. So what is written over there? So he writes, sheroitza lismuch al das sharei teshuva ulevorech lo hipsid. Right? That a person would like to rely upon this, one doesn't lose out from that. Then back in the Mishnah Berurah, it says, "Benusach habracha lo yomer ata yitzarta bi rak ata yitzarta." Right, so that's the lashon ata nefachta. That's a bi. You formed it within me. You blew it into me. Continuing now in the next halacha, sif dalid yeshno again she'achar sheberach echad birkas shachar anu achrav amen. So some have the minhug, but after the shots, the shliach siba says birkas shachar. This is the Matir Asurim, Zokev Kefuvim, so used to respond Amen to his bracha. Then Choser Echad Mehaonim, Amen, Umavarech, the Onim Achrav Amen. And someone else says the brachos, and you say Amen after him. Cheseder Hazeh, Oisin Kol Osim Sha'onu Amen Techila. And that's what everybody does, that who answered Amen originally to the Chazen, to the Shlich Tzibor. Ve'ein Ar Aleihem. One shouldn't really contest this protest. And say, no, you can't say the bracha anymore because you were already yotze with the bracha that you responded amen to. Because the one who made the bracha, meaning the shlich tzibur, he didn't have intent to be motzi the oilim for that. He was saying his own brachos for himself. And even if he would, yes, have kavana to be motzi the people who are listening and responding, amen, they, the listeners, have kavana not to be yotzi with that. And the only way that the shomea kaona works, that you can respond amen and it counts for you, as if both, you have to have a, it's like a pipeline, it has to go both directions. The mevarich has to have in mind he's making the bracha on your behalf, and you, the listener, have to be minded to be yotzi that way. So says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm sorry, that was the Mechaber, that does not work. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah. In Sifkatin Yud Gimel, Yesh Nohagin, some of this Minhag, the Kavana Samhu Kadei Sheyashlim Kol Echad Ad Tzadi Amenim Layom, because they want to get respond amen 90 times a day. The ayin b'shari teshuva sheish mefaknim b'zeh. Some question this. Teshuva me'ahava. I believe he's a Talmud of the Noda Yehuda. Hell, he brings out delidlidan deno shenohagin shalolatzeis v'birchas hashatz. According to us, and our minhag is that we are not yotze with the chazan saying these brachas. In fact, we say them ourselves. L'chuli alma mutter lasos kein. Certainly, you can answer amen to them. Prima godim kosev deroy ata shaloloimer bekol ram kiim hashatz. The only one who should say this really out loud for everybody is the shliach tzibur ayin sham. Al kain, ko makom umakom yaseh kefi minhago. Everyone should do according to their minhag. Shekol echad yesh lo ami lismuch, because each of these opinions have what to rely upon. In the Dirshri, it says ubizmanenu. Nowadays, kosov lekamen. Later on, in Simon Memvav, shahaminaku shekol echad mevarach mifnei atzmo. The minhag nowadays, everyone is capable and should, in fact, make the brachas for themselves. Ve'ein hashat moitzi shum adam, and the shliach tzibur is not being moitzi anybody with these brachos. Then the last Mishnah Berurah for today is Yudalid shekvar yotzu, that you've already have ben yotzi with the amen you said b'levush mashmish she'ein yochel hoitzi birchas hashachar b'pachos mi'asara. So from the levush, Rav Mordechai Yaffe, it would be implied that you cannot be motzi unless you have a minion. But if you had less than a minion there, then it wouldn't work. V'ayim prima godim de mitzadi b'sof devarav loyimah de davka b'boki ein motzi b'pachos mi'asara. That's when you have an expert who can do it by himself. That's when you, it doesn't work, you have less than 10. Aval kishe ein boki, ein sarach asara af lehavush. But even according to the levush, when you don't have someone who could be yotzi, then you don't need to have a minion there. And he says that the levush would agree to that as well, which would be kind of a funny thing happening. You would have people who, you have to wait for more people to come, so you have a minion or to be yotzi. The dirshu brings down the bir halacha, lekaman, hevi ma shehikshe aprima godim, shafil b'boki, minayin lechalei bein brachos birchos shach leshar birchos mitzvos shekayim lan she'ein yotze she'im yotze hamaitzi ein tzrichim asar, that you don't need a minion for that. So why over here by birchos shach there's a hav mean to think that you would, yes, need a minion? So hevi is sham divrei hachai adam shestam kelavush umash shemeshmos devarav hi shelavush machmir b'chol oifin. He is machmir in these cases. This even he concludes sheb emes kein machmir b'levush. This is what he implies. Shebechol hoifanim tzrichem asar. You would always need 10. But again, since we are not being moitzi anybody through these brachas, that is not really a point that's nogea to us.